it's June 24th. Another loss from this damned war is that the print media market has disappeared in Ukraine. The big color magazines closed in the first days of a full-scale invasion. Russian bombings sent editorial offices into exile, turned journalists into refugees, and destroyed the logistics chains through which the magazine first got to the printing houses and went to the readers. National newspapers held out for some time, for they were published irregularly, but gradually went entirely to the internet. There have long been only a couple of them throughout the country. Their disappearance, if not completed the history of Ukrainian newspaper journalism, then at least put it on a long pause. Regional newspapers remain, but there are not many of them, and in the frontline regions where I now mainly live, the majority of local newspapers have also closed. And I really like newspapers. For many years I worked as a newspaper reporter and editor. I even received a rather substantial award for the best report of the year, a whole case of expensive booze. But I never took it. I had to go abroad for this case, but I, for some reason, didn't get ready. The price tag was from another war in the Middle East. I wrote a lot of this. But it was not them that I remember, but a text written in a haste about 20 years ago. Not somewhere on a dangerous trip, but in a calm office. The issue of a newspaper I worked for at that time was about to go to press, when suddenly some problems arose with the article on the first page. Either the author messed up something or circumstances changed and the article lost its relevance, but at the very last moment the newspaper was left without a text on the first page. I ran to look for a replacement, but next to the editorial building there was only an old church. There was no time to run somewhere else. I popped into the church and went up to the priest to ask if he had some news. At the same time, I explained that I was interested not just like that, but for the newspaper in which I work. "But you can't work today," the priest was indignant in response. "It's a sin." It turned out that I came to church on some big Orthodox holiday, but I wrote the article anyway. It came out on the front page with a huge headline, "To work today is a big sin." This is the only title to my article that I remember so far. And I also remember that working in a real newspaper is always a drive, always rock and roll, always life. Everything that is so hated by the Russian invaders. I swear, I really want the new generation of Ukrainian journalists to also feel this nervousness and joy of working in a large newspaper where you are always limited both in time and the amount of text that should definitely fall into the place allotted for it on a page. Yes, I understand that a newspaper is far from the most important thing in life, but I also know that it is a small part of the freedom that the Russians are trying to take away from us. So we must fight for this part too. And I'm still waiting for your voice messages with questions at fightingtherussianbeast@gmail.com. I think with their help I can do some really good episodes. Oh, and about my GoFundMe page, please don't forget too. It's not a sin at all to use it.